This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Earlier this month, Sotheby's and Christie's, the two biggest auction houses, sold off nearly $1 billion worth of contemporary art between them, with individual pieces going for tens of millions of dollars. Pieces that, when you look at them, you sometimes say, $75 million for that? Seriously? Don Thompson is here to explain why art goes for as much as it does, at least insofar as is knowable. His new book is called The Supermodel and the Brillo Box, Backstories and Peculiar Economics from the World of Fine Art. Don, it's good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Why do we care about the art market? We're talking the top 1% of the 1% of the 1% here.
That's exactly right. We're looking at art that sells for $3 or $5 million and up at a major contemporary art auction. It's a parallel universe, Kai, and that's the best way you can describe it. I found it fascinating. The people are fascinating. The process is fascinating. And the way that art is sold based on the backstory to the piece. A simple example, many of your listeners will have had the experience of somebody buying a piece of art and inviting them over. You say, come and have a drink and see my new artwork. And you spend 5 minutes looking at the artwork, and you spend 25 minutes being told the backstory to the artwork.
Is that why you maintain in this book that art galleries aren't really just for looking around? I mean, they're for a more substantive purpose than that? I mean, it's fun to go into them and look around, but I'm never going to buy any of this stuff.
Oh, no. People like you and me that go to auctions and don't buy anything and go to galleries and don't buy anything are the audience, and we're the audience that proves this is a really important production. If you think of an auction room with only 6 people in it, or a gallery where only serious buyers come in. So the rest of us are the audience, and we get to see a free show that sometimes is pretty interesting.
Just as there is a backstory to the works of art in this book, so too is there a backstory on the economics of these auction houses, how they get the works, what they pay to get the works, the guarantees. It is Byzantine is kind of a kind word.
Well, it's an evolved structure, and it really just involves Sotheby's and Christie's and their competition. What's interesting is that every duopoly in the world that you can think of, MasterCard and Visa, Coke and Pepsi, manage to compete with each other without cutting prices dramatically. The single exception to that economic duopoly model are the auction houses, who discount consigners' commissions, who give buyers premiums, some of them back to consigners, to get the star works of art that appear in the catalog and that they think attract people to auctions.
You point out that contained in the word contemporary for contemporary art is also the word temporary. It's very ephemeral, right? The prices and the auctions and the this and the that of this whole thing.
Most of the art that we write about and admire today will disappear from public view in 20 years. If you go back to the 1990s and look at major art magazines or look at auction catalogs, 50% of the work that was being sold in the early 90s in major Sotheby's and Christie's catalogs is no longer offered in major evening auctions. But artists go out of fashion.
Huh.
Schools of art go out of fashion. What seems very new and in today is not new and in 5 years from now. And some artists evolve and some don't evolve. Being a professional artist is one of the 3 or 4 worst professions in the world.
At least while you're still alive, right?
Well, the idea that death raises the value of your work works for only a very few branded name artists because suddenly there's a shortage factor because there won't be any more. It doesn't work for 95% of artists.
Do you dabble in the art market yourself?
I don't dabble in it as an investment. I buy work that I love and want to live with, and I don't care if it goes up in value.
That's the way to do it. Don Thompson is an economist by training. He writes about the art market and does so specifically in a new book called The Supermodel and the Brillo Box, Backstories and Peculiar Economics from the World of Contemporary Art. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.